Imagine walking into a party and 96 of 100 guests are already heading for the exit. That's the stock market right now. Oil just jumped 13% in a single session. The jobs report just printed negative 92,000, and Iran is in the headlines. This is Power Hour, and today we're going to tell you exactly what's happening, why it's different, and the only two places where smart money is actually moving right now.
Oh, man.
Okay, so let's just rip the Band-Aid off. All three major indices down roughly 1.1 to 1.2%. We're heading for a losing week, and this feels different from a normal pullback. Why?
Because it is different. Look, when I see only 35.6% of stocks above their 40-day moving average,
that's brutal.
It's like a ship where only 35% of the hull is above the waterline. The ship isn't listing, it's sinking.
Right.
Yeah, and here's what's scary. This breakdown was already in place before today's session even opened. Today didn't break the market. It just accelerated something that was already happening.
So we had the three-headed monster, right? Geopolitical shock, oil spike, jobs miss. But you're saying the market was already underwater?
Honestly, exactly. The bull-bear ratio is 83 bulls to 193 bears. That's a 4% bull sentiment reading.
4%?
Oh, wow. 4%. That's not a healthy pullback. That's extreme fear territory. And when you combine that with only 42% of stocks above their 20-day moving average,
the internals were already broken.
Like, completely broken. The market was already in trouble before the opening bell. But something lit the fuse this morning, and it starts in the Middle East.
Okay, so let's talk about what actually happened overnight. Because oil at $91, this changes everything, right?
A 13% single-day oil move is the energy market equivalent of a fire alarm. Everyone stops what they're doing. Right, Trump's unconditional surrender statement, Qatar warning of a full Gulf production halt, these are the overnight binary risks that are going to set Monday's tone.
And the Strait of Hormuz is like,
it's a single-lane bridge carrying a fifth of the world's oil. One blockage and every driver on the planet feels it at the pump.
So this isn't just a trading move.
Look, no, this is a repricing event. We're looking at $95 as the next target on any escalation. This is the headline you cannot ignore.
Okay, but here's where it gets really dangerous, because this oil spike didn't happen in a vacuum. It landed on the same morning as a jobs report that should have been impossible to print.
Negative 92,000 non-farm payrolls.
Yeah, I mean, negative 92,000. And normally you'd expect a bad jobs number to trigger Fed rate cut hopes and a market rally. So why isn't that happening?
Because we're in a stagflation trap. Negative 92K jobs, wages up 0.4%, oil up 13%. That's the classic stagflation cocktail.
It's like having a fever and hypothermia at the same time.
Yeah, totally. Exactly. The treatments for each condition make the other worse. The Fed can't cut rates because that risks inflaming inflation. They can't hold rates because that risks deepening the slowdown.
So there's no policy cavalry coming.
So basically, there's no policy cavalry coming. And that's why this is the most dangerous macro environment for equities right now. Markets are pricing out any Fed rate cut catalyst, which directly explains why financials are breaking down.
Right. So if the Fed can't save us, where does the money go? Because in every storm, capital doesn't disappear, it moves.
You know what? Exactly. And today, there are exactly two sectors telling you where institutional money is repositioning.
It's like the umbrella store in a rainstorm.
Right. The one store selling umbrellas isn't just doing well, it's telling you exactly what the weather is. And RSPG, energy, is the only sector with a positive daily ATR change.
Walk me through the specific names.
Okay, so ESLT, Elbit Systems, up 6.9% to $949.77, relative volume at 2.4 times normal. ATR percentage monthly at 8.9%.
That's a textbook episodic pivot.
Right, exactly. A single geopolitical event rewrote this company's earnings narrative overnight. It's like a defense contractor getting a phone call the moment a conflict breaks out. The market is pricing in contracts that haven't been signed yet.
And LHX?
LHX up 1.9% with institutional flag confirmed. It's the more measured, lower volatility expression of the same theme.
So that's defense. What about the other side?
The other side is a disaster. RSPF, financials, at 0th percentile ATR rank, completely broken down structurally.
Oh, wow. BlackRock, down what, 7?
So what's the weekend playbook?
Sure.
Reduce position sizes 30 to 50%. Keep stops tight. Hold only ESLT, LHX, and domestic energy names into the weekend. And what do we watch?
Iran headlines and the Strait of Hormuz as the binary risk overnight. Monday's 40 SMA test on the S&P is the key technical level.
How we close today sets the psychological stage.
For systematic trend-following fund behavior at Monday's open, if they start selling, it accelerates everything.
Let's bring it home. Three shocks, two lifeboats, one clear action plan.
This is not a normal dip because there is no policy cavalry. The Fed is boxed in by stockflation, the Iran conflict is a binary weekend risk, and the only institutional money moving with conviction is going into defense and energy.
Size down 30 to 50%. Watch the Strait of Hormuz headlines overnight and let ESLT and LHX do the work.
Risk management is not optional this weekend. It is the trade.
Set your alerts for SPY at $555 and crude oil at $95. Check Iran headlines before Monday's open. And if you're holding anything outside of defense and domestic energy, ask yourself one question. Do I have a stop in place?
If the answer is no, that's your homework before the weekend.
Stay sharp, stay selective, and we'll see you Monday.